Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. That's the Wilson sisters bringing us back, Ann and Nancy, otherwise called Hart. I'm glad you're here. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the small business advocate in the world. I'm the only one in the world who's happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Candide West. He's become a great member of our Brain Trust threat researcher at Symantec. You know those guys, Symantec.com. Is that right, Candide?
That's correct, yeah.
So he's one of the key guys there that's protecting you and me from those their customers, their million customers, from the cyber bad guys. You were talking to us about form jacking and also the mage card attacks. Tell us what that looks like when somebody wanders into that kind of a dark alley online. Tell us what that looks like. How would it happen? What would it look like, sound like? And then tell us how we can protect ourselves from it.
So a classical attack will probably look like the attackers finding your web store. That could be that they just scan the internet, and maybe they find that you haven't updated any of your content management tools.
This is your e-commerce. This is your e-commerce suite on your website.
Yes, that's your normal e-commerce shop that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're just using a very bad password, like 12345, right? And they're unfortunately
that's,
able
that's
to
not
guess
a bad,
it because it's
that's
not really
a bad
strong,
password, Candy. That's a stupid password. Go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't want to call out names there, but you definitely should change it.
We call it like it is around here, Candy. Go ahead.
So once the attacker has compromised the shop, they will upload a small JavaScript, which is basically just a small module onto your legitimate e-commerce shop.
Right.
And all it does is, in the background, it waits for someone to do a checkout, so buy something, and then it's recording all the data, like your name, your email, phone number, and of course also credit card details.
But this sounds like an old kind of an attack. This sounds like an old. I mean, this almost sounds like nothing much more than just a variation on phishing. Am I wrong?
It is kind of a variation of it, and we've seen, of course, the idea behind it for a long time. The problem now is that it is happening right in your face, mm-hmm. because it's happening on the normal website or the store that you visit. So the classical telltales like a domain name that does not match up, mm-hmm. or maybe the padlock that doesn't work there, that's all gone. So here you're on the real website. It's all perfectly normal. It's just that they added something on top of it that shouldn't be there.
Well,
so
see,
for an average Joe, it's nearly impossible to detect by naked eye.
Well, the thing is you know, over the years, I've encouraged people to get an e-commerce component on their site and start selling stuff online. A lot of small businesses do. And I pointed out that, you know, this is a way you make money while you sleep. But if you get one of these and you don't protect it, then you're being attacked while you sleep.
Exactly. Then someone else will make money from
right.
you while you're
and they're making, and they're getting your money while you're sleeping.
Nobody wants that.
Yeah. So how do we protect ourselves?
So of course you should do the, let's say, usual best practices. As I said, update all the software that you use on that website. Make sure that you use strong passwords, not 12345. Maybe even use multi-factor authentication.
Yeah.
That's when you use a second password that may be sent to your smartphone or one of those small tokens.
Right.
Those can really increase the security. And if you don't really want to bother with it, also a good idea is to actually use a third-party payment processor for all the credit card details.
That's what you need to do. Find somebody,
yeah.
Bring those components into your operation. That's really important for small companies. Get somebody who's got the critical mass. You plug their modules right into your site, and they've got companies like Symantec behind them, and you plug their modules right in there, and you're protected. What do you think?
Exactly. That's the idea, because then, as you say, you don't have to worry about it. Someone else will protect it, and you're also making it not so interesting for the attackers, because, as we said before, they're lazy. They want to go with the low-hanging fruit. So if you protect a little better than your neighbor, then unfortunately it's going to be your neighbor, but in the end, that's what you want.
Their harvesting of these sites, they do that in an automated way, right? I mean, they just put bots out there to find these little holes, and then while they're taking a nap or eating lunch or whatever, their bots have scanned a million sites, and when they come back from lunch, there are three or four laying in front of them. Is that how it works?
You're absolutely right. They have an automated script that just goes through the internet searching for those weak spots. Once they find it, everything happens nearly automatically, even the sell of the credit card details afterwards. So it's very little effort on their side, but unfortunately still a lot of big profits coming in. So there's not really a reason for them to stop at the moment because they're making money out of you.
Right. No, that's exactly right. And they're where are these people, by the way? Are they in Albania? Are they in Estonia? Where are they?
It's all over the world, so it's actually not kind of something you can pinpoint to just one.
It could be North Korea, it could be Iran, it could be in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, right? Doesn't matter.
Yes, it could be local there in the U.S. We've seen some in Latin America, but of course we've also seen some in Europe. Mm-hmm. I guess it's everywhere where there's people who are, let's say, up to no good and want to make money, and unfortunately they are everywhere.
As you say, they're lazy.
That's where they're
hey, Candide, I need your website again, please.
So it's Symantec.com, and we're the leading cybersecurity company that can help you protect your data wherever it lives.
Hey, Candide, good report today. Will you come back soon?
I hope so, yeah, for sure.
Candide West, ladies and gentlemen, with Symantec. What a great report he gave us. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.